6 Music.
And this, unable to teach its dog to do a Nazi salute but still trying, is Roundtable. With me, Andrew Collins, in the chair. If you're listening to the repeat, this happened last night at 6 o'clock on Friday. If you're listening live, you can get into the chat room immediately. bbc.co.uk/6music is the website. From our programme page, you will find the word Roundtable, and in you go. We're doing it right now, live in front of you. We have some records. We're going to play them. And as I've been going on about all week, as well as having Rob from Alabama 3, which is an amazing thing because he's got the flu. Rob?
Thank you, doctor. Show me the nurse.
See, a lot of women will find that sexy.
Yeah.
Not to look at you, obviously.
No, obviously not. No, no.
But hearing you at home, they'll be going, hey, I like the sound of his voice.
Housewife's choice.
Alabama 3 have an acoustic album, which is just out, Last Train to Mashville. You're too sick to pray, aren't you, Rob?
Pretty much so, yeah. Yes, man.
Well, we appreciate you being here at all. Because you could have sent a note. If you hadn't come, it would have been just me and Lee and Herring. Stuart Lee and Richard Herring, reunited for, well, you'll have to tell me, on the radio or on TV. When was the last time you were on radio or TV together?
We haven't performed together anywhere since about the start of 1999, I suppose.
Yeah.
But we still see each other. There's kind of assumption.
We don't.
That
I wouldn't have come on if I'd known he was here. Well, I was tricked.
There's a sort of assumption that we fell out, but in fact, it's just that all our work got cancelled. And we were in a pub recently, and a bloke came up and went, and I was standing next to Rich. Admittedly, I've put on weight, so he may not recognise me. And Rich has got a disguised comedy beard on now. But he said to Rich, "Is it true you've fallen out with Stuart Lee and you really hate him?"
No, he said, "Are you still talking to Stuart Lee?" And I said, "Yes, in fact, if you hadn't come over, I would be talking to him right now." It was very funny.
The subject. It's weird to be, we are relatively obscure figures, but we find these strange rumours attached to us.
Well, certain people are very pleased you're here. James Perrin emailed earlier on to say, ever since Lee and Herring stopped doing the Richard Not Judy show, I haven't got up on Sunday morning, as there seems to be little point, which is some years ago.
Yeah.
And Lisa emailed to say, I'm excited you've got Richard and Stuart on your show today. It's criminal. They no longer have a TV show on the BBC.
Oh.
See? There's a couple of people out there very pleased.
It's not criminal, is it? It's worse.
Send the BBC to jail. Everyone, including everyone involved in this programme.
Okay, let's play the Flaming Lips. That's what we're here to do.
Now listen. I don't know the dimensions of outer space, but if our ability to feel love turns out to be just a cosmic accident, I'd like to think this means that is on our side.
Yeah.
Flaming Lips. It's out on the 3rd of November, so we're quite far ahead of that. It's on a 7-track EP. That's not an EP. Called Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell. That's Sunship Balloons. You know all about the Flaming Lips. I fear there's nothing I can tell you about them. They're currently on tour in America. You might not know that. With the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'd rather see them than the Chili Peppers, wouldn't you? We're working on a film called Christmas on Mars. He's a crazy guy, Wayne Coyne. Do we like his music? Do you know what? I'm going to reintroduce my guests in case you've just tuned in at 7 minutes past six. It's Stuart Lee, Richard Herring, and Rob from Alabama 3. I'm going to start with Rob because I know he's keen to get his bit out of the way so he can have a good old cough.
Right. Thank you, Andrew. Yes, I think very wonderful mellow track. It does sound like he did a lot of lysergic stuff back in the day, but he seems to have got over that now. But I think that furry animal costume's a bit far, Wayne.
Do you think?
Can I cough now?
Yes. We'll all be coughing by the end of this.
Yeah, it's great.
It sounds like a sort of genius who's crawled from his bed, from his deathbed, to
you
pronounce.
About me or
yeah,
Wayne?
No, you. Yeah. To pronounce on.
You're the genius.
Pop yeah. records.
And Alabama 3 invented dressing up in costumes stupid. On stage.
Yeah.
And they nicked it off you.
Well, I'm grateful for your kind of recognition.
The banana splits of invented dressing up as animals.
No, well, there's a clangers.
The clangers weren't men in suits, though. They were little tiny.
No, do you remember the bar? I was talking to someone. Remember the Barbars, the Barbar family.
The
blobs.
Yes.
Those blobs that just went around the world. Yeah.
The new Papa.
Barber Papa, that's it.
See, in a way, Wayne Coyne will be glad that we're
this
talking about children's telly.
Sunship Balloons reminds me of Barber Papa and that
right.
cartoon.
That's
right.
good, you see.
My dad was a rep for a packaging company, and they they did the toys of the Barber Papa figures.
Wow. Did they?
And I had quite a few of them.
That's yeah, good. Yeah. There was an artist one with kind of black, yeah. kind of sticking out hair.
When I was a kid, I used to think my dad was really generous, and I just realised he had access to things that he could steal from a factory, and that all the stuff I got was made by the same company. I'd work that out after about 10 years.
Yeah, but you had more Barber Papa things than I ever had.
Well, yeah, I'm not
one
not,
more thing.
It's not good. Though, is it?
It is at the time. It was probably not now. So Wayne Coyne, do you think he's a genius? Stuart Lee?
Well, I think he's brilliant, but not on the strength of that. I mean, I remember when they were like a Sonic Youth sort of group, and I used to go and see them, and then I kind of went off them when they became a bit more mellow. And then I saw them about 3 years ago doing that kind of set, and I realised that I'd been wrong, and that it was one of the most uplifting things I've ever seen. The way he stages it, he's a much better communicator than most people in rock bands. He works a little mini camera on stage and does puppet shows down it, and he gets people to sing along in a way that somehow isn't sickening when it ought to be. And like to hear that record here out of context, you think it just washes over you, but when you kind of buy into them and trust them, they are really amazing. But I can understand someone listening to that and thinking, well, it just sounds like a sort of swash of sound, and it did to me actually. But I think they're, you know, I think if you don't write them off on the strength of that, because they can be great.
Didn't they once make four albums that you had to play at the same time?
Yeah, it's called the Zygera Experiment or something.
Have you done it?
No, I own it, but I've never. They're CDs, and you have to queue them up simultaneously, and then they each one. I mean, who's got
CD players?
Who's got the time to do that in that's the modern
true.
World?
That's true. Yeah. Life is too short. Richard Herring, whose new book Talking Cock, which I think I can say because it is a medical term, is out. I bought it. I've only read the first page, but it's good so far.
Thanks. Good.
That was the biog of you, but it's good.
It's all true. Contractually, I have to disagree with everything Stuart says. I think we're still in our double act.
Yeah,
contract.
The double act doesn't really work, because when we did the double act, you have to have like a fat one and a thin one and whatever. And I've put on weight. Rich has lost it. There's no dynamic left.
Yeah,
now.
He's lost it.
Which one? Were you the one from Somerset or the one with the stupid hair? I can't remember.
Can I just be the thin friend now?
We could do a triple act.
We could
have an ill bloke and two
Ill
fat blokes.
You can do the setups, Rich. I'll do the punchlines, and Rob can do the coffee. Yeah.
There is still time for you to just very briefly say if you like that record.
It didn't do much for me. I've never listened to any of their records apart from the four CDs on my four CD players that I listened to. That was good.
Like?
It was rubbish. It was just all didn't make sense.
Right, so, let's give it a mark out of 10 then. We'll go to Rob first, who was just having a nice bit of water. A mark out of 10 for that record, please, Rob.
We'll give it a 7.
7. Mm-hmm. Richard?
I think just 3.
Okay. Stuart?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to say 5, but I reckon in about 6 months I'll probably go, it should have been 10.
Right, well, you can come back and say that. People in the chat room, are they voting? They're not. Come on, hurry up and vote, chat room people. Let's play another record. Let's play Missy Elliott. Oh, daddy.
demeanor on the floor, pretty boy, here I come. Pumps in the bump, make you wanna hurt something. I can take your man, I don't have to sex some. Hang him out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am that bitch y'all slept on. Heavy hit around, spitter, call me rerun. Hey, 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 what's happening? Hypnotic in my drink, that's right. Shake till it stink, that's right. Mr. Moe's on the beat, that's right. Put it down for the street, that's right. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. This beat here will make your home bump jump. If you's a fat one, put your clothes back on before you start putting potholes in my lawn. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to Milan, and now I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Don't touch my car alarm. Breaking my car, you will hear Viper arm. I've been a superstar since Daddy King was raw. I'm live on stage, come on and give me some applause. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You all are so wonderful. Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff. Pop that, jiggle that fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet. Listen up. You have 5 seconds to catch your breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pop that, make that money. Just keep it going like the Energizer Bunny. Shift that, shake that, move it all around. Spank that, yank that, Dutch back now. Freak him, freak her, whatever your choice. Didn't come to judge, I came to get your moist. Scream, my voice is lost. Can I get a ride on a white horse? Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff. That fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet. Pop that. That's a Dutch, baby. Jiggle that fat.
Missy Elliott, Pass the Dutch. It's out on the 10th of November. So that's the lead-off single, as they say in the industry, of her fifth album. This Is Not a Test, that's called. And the album's got all sorts of people producing it. Timbaland is involved, whether he's doing that track or not. I'm not absolutely sure. It sounds like he might have been. It's all going very well for her. She got Grammy Awards. She's in that really rubbish advert with Madonna dancing down the street. But yeah, hey, she was the best out of the two people in it. That's a fact. And, well, the last album went double platinum in the US. So do we like Missy Elliott? I started with Rob last time. I'll start with Stuart Lee this time. That's a very low bass sound they got there.
Yeah, we were just, Rob was just talking about that. He was explaining how you can spend a long time in a studio making that low bass.
Actually,
that
was saying I'm boring.
No, it wasn't. I was just, I'm sorry. That was probably going to be your story, wasn't it?
Right,
yeah, I blew it. Yeah, he's saving your voice, Rob.
No. I'm using him like a puppet.
Get your finger out.
I thought it's really good. I really like her. I think every time you listen to a Missy Elliott record, you hear more things in it you didn't notice before. She's really funny and witty and kind of in a rarely amongst rappers you tend to feel you feel more positive after you've listened to a Missy Elliott record rather than feeling like you've had your face rubbed in the kind of terrible crime of humanity and been shot at. But it's really I thought it's great, brilliant.
She also has comedy samples in there. Like a bit of a car alarm and a horse neighing.
Yeah, I like
that.
That's
good. Since the BBC sold off all those sound effects records, they're fetching a lot of money in hip-hop circles.
I used to have some of those.
Yeah,
I had horror sound effects. It was the least scary album you could get, apart from The Cat.
And the track Lunatics Laughing. Remember that?
It was a bit like that, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was. The Cat just went like that. It was quite fast.
Did you make up your own little plays and put them on tape?
I certainly did.
Yeah,
I used to say to my younger brother, listen to this. This is the sound of a head being chopped off. And it would go, chomp. It was just a cabbage. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah. He was right. Traumatised by it, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He killed a load of people when he grew up.
Taped it.
Missy Elliott, you said there that she's a kind of jolly rapper, which is a good thing. And hey, like Richard.
Well, not just because she's fat, though.
I was just going to say, like Richard, she lost quite a lot of weight. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, even before that advert, because that's the only time I've ever seen
her. Yeah, she was a lot bigger than that
she
once.
She must have been big.
Which I was slightly disappointed about, because that's the kind of thing that Hollywood stars do, and I didn't want her to do it, but she still looks good. Richard Herring, then. So you've seen her on that advert?
Yeah, I've seen her on that. I thought she was funny on that, although it is a bad advert. She's funny. Yeah. I like it when they go, "Where'd you get those jeans?" James. Or something. It's good. I'd have bought that if that was out as a record. Yeah. Probably was. I do really like that. I like whatever that kind of music is.
It's bling bling.
That stuff where they speak bling. On it.
Right. That's right. It's the speaking kind of music.
It's good. I thought it was good fun. I'd like, to, like you say, I'd like to hear it again because it's kind of, there is a lot of
well,
stuff going on.
He was coughing
on.
All the way through. It was.
And talking about the bass and stuff. Shut up.
Sorry,
I don't care how the bass was put on.
Right?
I'm going to get Rob to talk about the bass.
Yes, do, because it was interesting. I'm only joking.
This is trouble. I'm going to ring my management. I'm not working with comedians ever again. No, I thought it was wicked. I don't think Missy can do any wrong. Producers are brilliant. I find it quite eerie as well. I love that production. It's quite, you know, you're laughing at the horse's neck. I find that scary.
Yeah.
Hey,
you
different
know,
things
some clever
people.
Phone in the morning, a horse comes on. That's going to freak you out, isn't it? So anyone thinks that's a laughing record, you're sadly mistaken. No, brilliant. I think, yeah.
It's not much like the musical Youth original, though. That is all
yeah,
I would say.
The Duchy in it?
I'll do that joke now.
So, well done.
Thank you.
But so it is. We're kind of getting a veiled drug reference. There are one or two songs today that have seemingly veiled drug references in. Not least the next song, which is called Drugs. But that one's called Pass the Dutch, which we can only assume means pass the thing that's to do with taking drugs.
Yeah.
As indeed little musical youth were singing about. And they certainly weren't old enough for
that. Yeah, but one that wasn't
what happened to them, though.
Yeah, the original was Past the Coochie or something, wasn't it?
And
they changed it to Dutchie, which was a cooking pot.
That's
but everyone
right,
knew
yeah.
that they weren't.
Yeah.
It wasn't about cooking, was it,
so
that song?
They can't pull the wool over our eyes. No. We're men of the world. So let's give it a mark out of 10 then. People in the chat room, come on, quick. Stuart Lee.
8.
Richard Herring.
I'll go for 7, so I've got some room to expand later
okay.
on.
Okay. Yeah. And Rob?
Give it a 9.
Yeah. We like it. People in the chat room usually don't like that kind of music. I hate to say that, but 7 out of 10 there. Thank you very much for that.
3 from Al.
0.
That's all right.
8.
Somebody said it sounded like Kid Creole.
1.
Should we just say no, it didn't?
It didn't sound like Kid Creole.
A song called Drugs in a moment.
Next week, we go way beyond Nashville, featuring the best in Americana and alt country. Starting next week, Tom Robinson takes you on a guided tour of music in the US. And listen out for exclusive performances and interviews from the festival, featuring the Pernice Brothers and the Hanson family. Way Beyond Nashville on Six Music starts next week. Six Music.
Talk about high and lows. Baby, you want a TV? Say you want a
That's Simple Kid. And the song's called Drugs. By the way, we just had an email from Paula Murphy, who's in Houston in Texas. How exciting just to even be there. Saying, what was that Flaming Lips song called? It was called Sunship Balloons, Paula. There you go, information. This, though, we're talking about Simple Kid's song. It's out on the 10th of November. He is Kieran McFeely. He's Irish, and the album's called Simple Kid 1. That single is going to be released as a strictly limited edition CD single. So if it doesn't go in the charts, it won't matter, because they'll say that, well, we didn't want it to. And a red vinyl, hand-stamped 7-inch single. It's good. So he's been playing with The Thrills and Travis, doing his own gig on the 21st of October, which is quite soon at the ICA in London. And you can go onto his website and speak to his robots. That's what it says here, simplekid.com. You might want to do that, but don't do it now. Stay with us. This is Roundtable. I'm Andrew Collins. We have Stuart Lee and Richard Herring reunited for the first time in about 3 and a bit years.
4 years.
Four, you can see. Four. Let's say more than four.
Let's round it up to 6.
All right. where did our youths go?
Rob from Alabama 3 is here, considering reuniting with the other members of the band at some stage, but obviously he doesn't want to talk about it because he's got flu. Yes. We'll start with Richard Herring this time, because that's the rules. Simple Kid, Drugs.
I think he should still call himself Kieran McFeely.
Do you?
I think that's a brilliant name.
McFeely is good.
Yeah, McFeely.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought
of
it.
This is the poison chalice, right? Nobody wanted to start on this one because we don't have an opinion.
I don't think drugs are cool, and I don't think it's good to call it drugs, because kids will go out and buy drugs when they hear this.
Luckily not many, because it's only a limited edition yeah. CD.
Well, they'll go out and buy, you know,
but that association,
good drugs.
Kid next to drugs.
Yeah,
it's
shocking.
Wrong. It's wrong.
Oh, but Simple Kid. A simple kid would have drugs. It's an anti-drug message.
Yeah, you see. So now we like it.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, that's all right then.
You have got to be very careful.
Right, I'm on one.
it was all right. It reminded me, ironically, of the opening titles of The Sopranos, which we were talking about earlier for some reason.
That's interesting. I did hear a bit of Alabama 3 myself, I must admit, especially in the beginning there. Rob, was that making you bitter and bristle in your chair?
Bitter and twisted what? Because Kieran McFeely's obviously got a career ahead of him. He can release singles. If I went to my record company and said, can I release a single called Drugs? He'd go, no, you're not allowed to. Why can he do that? Because he's simple and a kid.
Yeah,
because I'm old and frail. And I thought it was pleasant enough. Did he?
I'm sure that's what he wanted.
Grandmother around the park too on a Walkman.
Do you think it's not going to change the world, really?
No, it's all right, though.
It's not intended to, though, is it?
I don't know.
You know, don't blame it for, you know, not doing something anyone's supposed to.
You can't even think of anything to say about it.
It's slightly changed the world by existing.
I guess
the world
so.
Now has it in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a philosophical point.
Yeah.
If there was a trip back in time and he had to walk along a path and somebody stood on a copy of Simple Kid's Drugs and then it didn't exist in the future, who knows, you might come back and we'd be ruled by insects.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, it's all right, wasn't it? I mean, it's got all those things in it. It reminds you of lots of things, like, but it's not as good as any of them. That's all right.
I wouldn't blame you if you hadn't been looking at the chat room, but are anyone saying anything interesting in the chat room about that record? Or are
they're
they
saying
just
I've stolen their material. I didn't see whoever said. I don't know what. I obviously said something that Ed Jefferson said on there, but I didn't know what it was. Sorry, Ed.
Someone says that Rob's really giving their bass speakers a workout with his voice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You see, this is digital radio, so I like that. Well, let's give it a mark out of 10 then. Stuart?
Five. No. Three.
Richard Herring.
4.
Rob.
2.
2. Mm. Right. Okay. Poor old Simple Kid. Let's hope he never takes drugs. Let's hear from Broken Social Scene, who are from Canada. There are lots of them. Tricycles and skirts. This is a mouth that needs religion. Listening to Broken Social Scene, Cause Equals Time. We're reviewing it on Roundtable with Lee and Herring and Rob from Alabama 3. After the news, though.
Crystal clear sound.
Across the UK.
On DAB Digital Radio. The future of radio.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
From the BBC.
Air threat prompts huge search in the States. US Iraq toll tops 100 and Gordon's the daddy.
This is Six Music.
From the BBC.
It's 6:30, I'm Rachel Matthews. All commercial aircraft in the United States are to be searched after box cutters were found on board two planes belonging to Southwest Airlines. Box cutters, similar to Stanley knives, were used by the 9/11 hijackers. A note was apparently left with the cutters expressing concern for security on board aircraft. Our correspondent Katty Kay has the latest for us from Washington.
We've had several incidents of people testing the system, if you like, trying to get things through security and then boasting about it afterwards, saying, look, I managed to get a knife onto an aeroplane. But this is the first time that we've had a searchable commercial aeroplanes. And I think that's partly a reflection of heightened security measures.
The Transport Secretary, Alistair Darling, has said he can't justify pumping more taxpayers' money into the rail network until he's sure that it's being spent wisely. The rail regulators told him an extra £8 billion is needed. Rail passengers in the West Midlands are facing disruption tonight after a power surge left Birmingham New Street station without electricity. The supply is now back on, but signalling is still affected. Four American military policemen have been killed in two separate attacks in Iraq. The latest violence in Baghdad and the holy city of Karbala brings to 101 the number of US troops killed since the end of the war. Politicians have been offering their congratulations to Gordon Brown and his wife Sarah, who's given birth to a boy at Edinburgh Royal Infirmary today. No name as yet. Mother and baby are said to be fine. The Labour MP Nigel Griffiths is a close friend of the Chancellor.
Isn't it super? I mean, you know, the whole nation shared the sorrow at the loss of Jennifer, their last child, and now the whole country is sharing their joy.
Finally, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are to make a film about Daniel Pearl, an American journalist murdered in Pakistan. The couple have bought the film rights to his wife's memoirs. That's Six Music News for now. I'll be back in an hour's time.
Six Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
No, we're not really. I'm Phil Jupiter.
I'm Phil Wilding.
And you can join us on Sunday afternoon on Chris Hawkins' show, where we'll be running down some singles.
And then Hawk.
We're looking forward to that. So, join Christopher Hawkins Sunday afternoon here on Six Music from the BBC.
Sunday afternoon from 1.
Six Music.
You're listening to Roundtable with me, Andrew Collins, and my guests Lee and Herring and Rob from Alabama 3. We'll be talking about Broken Social Scene, Cause Equals Time. Right now, there's a little tiny taster, though.
From the BBC.
This is Six Music.
That's enough. I've already upset Rob. He thought that was a new record. And he was thinking, well, it's exactly the same as the last one. And it is exactly the last one. Broken Social Scene, Cause Equals Time. If you're listening live, you've still got half an hour or so to get into the chat room, bbc.co.uk/sixmusic. Although there are 43 people in there right now, which is foolish. We can only get seven more in. And already there are about 20 different conversations going over one another. But
you,
that
you make that
thing,
sound exciting, as if it's trying to get loads of students in a mini, but it isn't. It's just it's in virtual space.
It's true,
not,
actually.
You know.
But there's still a limit to it. So yeah, therefore, right, okay, it'd be very exciting if we got 50. I don't really care. Right. I do, obviously. So we're going to talk about that song in a moment. It's November the 12th. That's the release date. Second single from their album, You Forgot It in People, which is a funny title, which came out in September. As I say, they're from Toronto in Canada. There are loads of them. If you go and see them live, there are as many as 16 sometimes. It's one of those bands that kind of grows and shrinks.
What do they do with 16 people?
I don't know. I think on stage there's more horn work than there is on that record. I've been listening to the record. That's not why it's in there, but I have been listening to the album, and it's very good. It's a sprawling record. That's quite tight. And, well, let's see what people think of it. We have slightly less time to talk in this half hour because we have one more track to get in. So brevity will be a virtue.
Shut up, then.
That's it. Give me a mark out of 10 and we'll move on. Rob, we'll start with Rob, because Rob's got the croakiest voice.
What, your marks out of 10?
No, you can say something first.
Critique. No, it was all right. I like the fact that they've set up their own record label and, you know, there's 16 of them. My band seems to swell with the same sort of largesse. I don't know why. But no, it was pleasant enough. I like anything American, you know me.
Yeah, there's an element of Americana to your music. I understand that.
Yes.
So, of course, this is Canada, which is very, very distinct from the United States of America. They won a Juno Award, which is a kind of Brit Award in Canada, and they beat Hot Hot Heat. Were you surprised at that, Richard?
I was quite surprised. I was just thinking, like, they're like a bit like the Blazing Squad, then, if they've got 16 members.
But yeah,
they,
that's true.
They make it... They make each member count a bit more in that, though, don't they? I like the Blazing Squad. I hope they're on tour at the moment. I might go and see them to see what they do. It's not the Blazing Squad, it's the Blazing Squad. They're good, aren't they? Meet you at the crossroads.
Keep talking, is all I'm saying.
I don't know whether cause... I'm trying to work out whether cause equals time or if they've missed something out of that equation. Cause equals time. I don't agree with that.
All right.
I think they're two completely different concepts that have nothing in common. So over to you, Stu.
Over to you, Stuart.
An adequate North American indie rock band tends to sound much better than an adequate British indie rock band, tragically. I like that because it reminded me of lots of things I liked when I was a teenager. But I don't know if it was actually any good. It just made me happy because it reminded me of Dinosaur Jr. and lots of things on Homestead and stuff.
That's why I like it.
You know, somebody on there said, I bet Stuart Lee likes this because that's the kind of thing he likes. But it was
and
a bit...
They got
it was,
you.
Yeah, they did. But it did have a fiddle break in the middle. It was quite good, which makes me think that when they do different, you know, I can imagine them doing different things quite well.
Well, check out their album, I might say, in a cheesy way. Let's give it a mark out of 10. Broken Social Scene. Stuart?
6.
Richard?
I agree, 6.
And Rob?
6.
6, 6, 6, 6. Well, always horrible.
Wow.
Now, pray silence. Mr. Johnny Cash doing Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I
It's a crime to fade it out, but we have to talk. That's Hurt by Johnny Cash, 3rd of November. We've got 50 people in the chat room. I thought you'd like to know. Don't go in there now, you can't. It's from his last album, The Man Comes Around, which is brilliant and contains other covers of Personal Jesus, and We'll Meet Again, which is actually something that will bring a tear to your eye. He even did before he died. I don't want to tell you any more about Johnny Cash. You kind of know, and I feel that we probably like that record, especially in full. Hear it in full. You'll hear it anyway on Six Music. Rob, you were moved by that.
Well, when you hear something like that, you can't really say anything, really. Because that, it's the man, isn't it?
Mm.
There's only Jerry Lee left these days, Johnny's gone now, he's just got Jerry Lee left. And that Brian McFadden.
Yeah, he's still going.
Those are the only rock and roll icons we have at the moment. So, Brian, you keep it alive now, right?
Yeah.
But no, wicked track, Trent Reznor song.
Brilliant, I agree entirely.
The video is magnificent.
It is, actually. You will see that video, I'm sure, if you watch video music channels, because it's in his house and at the museum. It's pretty spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Spooky anyway, but even more spooky now he's gone. Richard Herring?
Yeah, it's great. It was really, it was quite moving, wasn't it? I feel a bit... Everything's gone. The atmosphere's gone out of the room. It's sort of changed.
I know you're sort of affected by news, but you feel like there's a presence in the room after that, which is really weird, given that a radio studio is not the most atmospheric of places, and you've just had to listen to Drugs by Simple Kids. Yeah. There was
only one bloke in that, maybe a bloke playing a guitar. Listen to that Blazing Squad. That's all you need. Two. He might have played the guitar himself.
He probably did.
So, think on.
I
about
agree.
20 people in it.
I feel slightly embarrassed that we were mucking about before now that record.
You feel something that good. You feel that you have a responsibility to communicate important information about potentially life-changing things, don't you? Like how everyone should probably buy that and get into that record.
Yeah, well, the whole album is worth buying, but it's coming out as a single, which will obviously be, will help sell the album, which is a good thing. But amazing, a man of his age and stature to produce such good stuff towards the end. Didn't sort of fade off, did he? Yeah. In fact, his last sort of three or four albums.
In the light of Johnny Cash's death and the way that Rick Rubin reinvented him, he is remembered as this mysterious American icon. But let's not forget, he did do a lot of funny novelty records in the mid-50s as well.
Of course he did. In fact, let's hear one now. So let's give it a foolish thing to do. Let's give a mark out of 10 to Johnny Cash's Hurt. Do it.
Well, let's give it 10.
OK, we've seen 10 already in the chat room. Richard?
I think 10 has to be 10.
Rob?
I'm going to push it up to 11.
Let's go.
Amp up to 11.
You're allowed to do that.
31. 31 for Mr. Johnny Cash out of 30. So now we move on to the man who's pretending not to be Jarvis Cocker.
Try this for size.
Relaxed Muscle on Six Music. You're listening to Roundtable. We're going to decide if we like the album on the strength of that. That's out on October the 27th. Quite soon, A Heavy Night With is the album. It's the first album from a band who are pretending to be Darren Spooner and Wayne Marsden. But we know one of them's Jarvis Cocker. It just is Jarvis Cocker. That's not a problem. It just is. They're playing a couple of parties in London, and they pretend to be from Doncaster. Well, of course, Rob from Alabama 3 would have no problem with the fact that they have alter egos in the band, as indeed do you and your cohorts.
Yeah, but where are they now? Where are they now, just when I need them? I'm in some weird room with a couple of comics and a heavy geezer with glasses on, right? Where are they now? Well, no,
they don't exist, do they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. Jarvis, keeping Jarvis amused, you know what I mean? Waiting for his royalty checks, it's fair enough.
Yeah. He did leave the music industry and then sort of sneak back in. Yeah, so it was a bit disingenuous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like going, that's it, I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh, can I come back? Yeah.
Come back in disguise. Yeah. That's clever.
I'm just a bit, I think, you know, electro clash, postmodernist, Ironist, futurist, you know, whatever, it's all right, but give it a couple of months, you know what I mean?
Give it a couple of months. I'd give it a couple of months if I were you, says Jarvis, when he comes out of the toilet. So, Richard Herring, Jarvis, you and he, do you think he's a great man, or was a great man, or a great icon of pop music?
I liked him when he was in a band called Pulp. I don't know if you remember them. They did a song called Common People. I like that one. I've heard of that. I've got that album.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't know anything about music.
He sounds delighted when he owns a record.
I thought I didn't know who it was, but I do. I know who three of the people on there. Four. Missy Elliott, Johnny Cash, Jarvis Cocker and The Strokes. I've got one of their albums as well.
Excellent. There's only one. Well, there has been only one.
Yeah.
That's good. So you've got Pulp's Greatest Hits.
Yeah. No, it's the whatever that one with all the... You could change the cover. It was very good.
Is that a different class?
Because I don't really like listening to the music. I don't really like music. I don't know why I'm on here, really. I can't. It's a boring. But I like looking at things.
That's
and
good.
On that, you could look at the CD cover, and then when you're bored, you could change it for another one.
That's good. So on the strength of that, what do you think of this record?
I mean, because of that, anything he does is great.
Or potentially a letdown.
That's bought him a lot of time for me. He's going to have to really mess up now.
Stuart Lee?
Well, I think it's weird that he's kind of... You can understand Jarvis wanting to escape from pop music because obviously he became a big celebrity and it was very difficult for him and he nearly got banged up for entirely reasonably disrupting a Michael Jackson performance. But you'd think, and you kind of imagined with Pulp, there were these frustrations. People in it who wanted to do something very avant-garde and that they felt they'd ended up being a kind of pop group by default. So you'd imagine with the pressure off him, he'd come back and do something very avant-garde, but that sounds like a pop record. So it's kind of weird. Why go away and come back doing what you said you didn't, you know, that's the mysterious thing.
That's the question we asked Jarvis Cocker. So mark out of 10, you can do it in the chat room if you're in there live, Stuart.
Well, I'm you know.
Remember the album cover thing when you make the. Remember that?
11.
Got to add one on Twitter.
Well, five then.
Five.
But it might be really good, I don't know.
I would like to give it 5 as well.
Rob?
And I'll give it 6 for that wonderful makeup he wears on stage these days.
That's true, to disguise himself. Yes. So after this, we'll hear from King Tubby.
A huge impact on the punk era. There is a one of the finest live performers. A musical influence that's still felt today. Celebrating the release of his final studio album, Six Music devotes this Monday to Joe Strummer.
When it became tabloid front page, even your granny knows what punk is, that seemed to light the fuse that sent the rocket up.
You could win a copy of the new album and hear classic BBC sessions he recorded with the 101ers, Black Grape, and of course, The Clash. A day devoted to Joe Strummer. This Monday on Six Music. Six Music, channel 870 on digital satellite, online and DAB digital radio.
Thank you.
But this week's reissue on Roundtable is King Tubby, The Roots of Dub and Dub from the Roots. It's out already, you can buy it. They came out originally in 1974 and 1975. And, well, I would say, how can you complain about that? Maybe we are going to complain about it. Rob, are you excited about that? You've actually handled the sleeve on this one. We've actually got the full finished nice item.
What can, you know, about King Tubby, you wouldn't have Acid House, you wouldn't have sort of, you know, what him and Lee Scratch Perry were doing was phenomenal. And all respect to the man, any reissue of his stuff has got to be welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, brilliant.
Nice to have them all in one. And, of course, if you don't know anything about dub, which I wouldn't assume that you don't, Richard, but if you don't, that's a good way to start, if I can say in a really patronising way.
I don't.
And it's a long enough sleeve to get to roll a king-size Rizzler on
it. And it's interesting.
Do you know about king-size Rizzlers?
No, I don't understand what that is.
King-size Rizzlers are for long-distance lorry drivers only. Right.
He really was a king. He's got a crown on it. He genuinely was.
And he really was Tubby.
King of Tubby people. Well, you know, I liked it, and then I read the notes, and he was killed in 1989. I was really happy.
It's like,
and thinking, this is great, I can't wait for his next record. And now he's tragically shot in 1989. He was on his way home.
So you've gone from euphoria to disappointment.
And Johnny Cash is dead. What are you trying to do to me?
But you've still got the records. We've still got the records.
We have. So in a way, they live on.
Yes, King Tubby lives on.
Not in the most important way of actually being alive.
No.
That's true. But having invented an entire genre of music, he does live on.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good to have that as well, because there's a lot of very poor quality cash-in, bodged together King Tubby albums out, and it's really hard to find the real thing, and it's really good having that there.
Yeah, so we say yes to King Tubby.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much all we need to say, I suppose. You need to get that if you haven't got any, and need is a strong word, but there you go. In the chat room, we've already had somebody saying reggae is vile, which they might actually mean, or they might be referring to Morrissey. I don't know. Let's give it a mark out of 10. Those two whole albums encapsulated in that one brief snatch of dub.
So you're basically saying it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
And we have to judge it.
Okay. Stoned.
Yeah.
All right.
Rob?
Understand, I've got to give him 10, really.
10, really?
I'm from Brixton, you know.
Not originally, obviously.
Yeah, no.
Richard?
I'll give it 9, just because he's been dead longer. So I don't, you know, feel so bad about it. I've got over
letting
it.
Him down on that one point.
And you lived in South London for some time.
I did, but now I'm in West London, so he loses a point.
Yeah. It'll take you less time to get home. Stuart?
I'm going to give it 9 as well. I'm delighted that exists.
Are you still in South London, or have you rejected it as well?
No, I live in the gun crime in Hackney now, in Stoke Newington.
Right, that's good. Yeah. Oh well, I've left as well, so nobody lives there anymore. It's a ghost town. Only Alabama 3 lives there.
Just you wandering around.
We are now going to hear two tracks from the new Strokes album, which is called Room on Fire. I hope you're excited.
I'm
know it was the Strokes if I didn't tell you. It's called Reptilia from Room on Fire. That's out on Monday, October the 20th. And that's track two of the album. We have selected what we think are the best two tracks. Other people may disagree. Somebody said in the chat room, sing into a proper microphone. So it sounds a bit like the first album. There's no doubting about that. It got 5 out of 5 in Q magazine, 9 out of 10 in The Enemy. The producer, Gordon Raphael, who produced the album when Nigel Godrich, the Radiohead producer, was effectively kicked out, came in to see us on Tea Time on Six Music, and he hadn't got a copy of it, so I gave him mine. So we're handling a copy of it in the studio. How do we feel about that? I'm going to start with Richard Herring, confidently, because you've got their other album.
I have, so yeah. It sounded quite similar to the other album.
It did.
But I liked that, because I liked the other album enough to buy it. Only when it was, like, down about £7, though.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it immediately. I waited. I was canny like that.
Yeah,
you wait. In a way, if you wait sort of 3 or 4 months, everything becomes cheaper, and just pretend you're living in the past a little bit.
A bit like
and then
the
you're cool.
Like,
yeah, and then they bring out the same thing. So I'm going to listen to the first one for about the next 4 or 5 months, and then I'll buy this again when I'm, you know, bored of the
other. Are you excited about it on the prospect of that song, Reptilia?
Well, I'm not that excited about it. I might not buy it because it is the same. But as it says, you know, for CD cover fans, it's a nice... CD cover to it, but also behind the CD it says thank you.
That's
for
nice.
Buying, which is not, which, you know, politeness gets you a long way. They're saying thank you, and so I respect that. So
that's true. And people say people in New York are quite rude, but they're obviously not.
The irony is I haven't actually bought it and they've thanked me, so the joke's on them.
Rob, have you followed the Strokes with any interest at all?
Well, I think any young band that can kind of turn other young kids onto television, Barky Moon or Velvet Underground Live in 1969, or Raw Power by the Stooges, you know. It's good.
They're probably doing that.
Yeah, they are, and respect them for their reference points. That's all I would say on it.
And good, ironically, reference points. Television seems to be the closest reference, and their second album wasn't very good, was it?
No, although the thing you can currently get from Rhino Handmaid's website of a new recording of a tour about 3 months after the album came out has all the same songs on it, done loads better.
So they were better live than they.
Yeah, well, the first album was broken in over 3 years, and then the second one was knocked out in 3 months. And I think it's appropriate that we should spend more time talking about television during a stroke, because that's just the Strokes is television speeded up, crossed with guided by voices, right? Nothing more to it. But they've done it really, really well, and you can't knock that. And I kind of like with Robin, I kind of think if it means people find out about the other stuff that's nicked off, that's really good. And loads of great bands in the past have done that. Like I liked Echo and the Bunnymen when I was a kid, and then I thought, and then as I got a bit older, I thought, oh, this is just 13th Floor Elevators crossed with television, crossed with the Doors, and found out about loads of really classic stuff via that. And I think you mustn't underestimate the use of what you might call a training bra band for young people.
Absolutely right, I agree. It's true. Without the Flying Lizards, I might not have got into the Beatles.
They all copied Cliff Richard, all of them.
Yeah, that's so true.
It is.
So, I mean, the very idea that this band are coming to save the world, because people, certainly in the music press, seem to think that's true, and that's, of course, spread into the broadsheet newspapers. It's everywhere now, the Strokes.
They're certainly one of the best bands of 1978, the Strokes.
But can they follow it up?
Yeah.
Well, you should tell Richard about television on the way home.
Yeah,
back to the big house you live in together.
Yeah.
I'll play you another track. We'll give it a mark out of 10. On the strength of that, do we like the sound of that album, Rob?
Yeah, give them 7, young kids, you know.
7. Richard?
I'll go for 7.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll buy it despite everything, and I'll give it 7 as well.
And they will thank you. And I thank you for being on Roundtable. It's been a cracker, I think, considering one of us has got a huge amount of flu in their body. A very good Roundtable.
Thank you very much.
Stuart Lee. Richard Herring. And we'll be back next week. This is also from Room on Fire by the Strokes. It's called I Can't Win. It's track 11. Thank you.
Yeah. Six Music. BBC. This is Six Music.
I'm Jim Middlemiss. This is the Music Week. On the show today, we've got Rough Trade Records.
You know, we've come back and we'll get better bands.
Frank Black.
It's my divorce record.
And the Electric Sub Parade.
That's what they sound like. They've never listened to anything beyond 1968.
But first, the latest music news.
The Music Week with Jim Middlemiss. This is Six Music from the BBC.
It's 7 o'clock, I'm Andrew Purcell. A book launched this week in London claims that the FBI sponsored the assassination of John Lennon. Mark Chapman has been in jail for the murder since 1980, but authors Phil Strongman and Alan Parker argue that his arrest and conviction were a cover-up. Phil told Six Music they've unearthed controversial documents that have never been published before.
Alan Parker, my co-author, getting hold of the FBI files and various Beatles contracts. I think we got an overview no one's got. And we are now pretty certain US intelligence was involved in the life and death of John Lennon. And I think no one's ever said that out loud, and we are now saying that.
Missy Elliott's confirmed details of her next album, This Is Not a Test, is due out on November the 24th. As with most current hip-hop records, there's a selection of guest stars, including Jay-Z, Fabulous, Elephant Man and Monica. That's Six Music News. More news in half an hour and a full update at 8:30.
Disco, it started fast, but it ends so slow. And all the time just